This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The head of the World Health Organization said Wednesday the number of cases of infection of the new coronavirus in China had stabilized in the past few days. However, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned that the apparent slowdown should be viewed with extreme caution.
The number of newly confirmed cases reported from China has stabilized over the past week. But that must be interpreted with extreme caution. This outbreak could still go in any direction.
Meanwhile, the Provincial Health Commission in Hubei Province, the epicenter of the outbreak, announced Thursday that the number of deaths rose by 242 to a total of 1,310. That daily number was more than twice the prior provincial record. The number of new cases in Hubei jumped to 14,840, as the commission said it had begun including people who were diagnosed through new clinical methods beginning on Thursday. President Donald Trump is praising Attorney General William Barr for withdrawing the sentencing recommendation for a convicted Trump confidant. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump says Attorney General William Barr and others at the Justice Department were right to pull back the 7 to 9 year sentence recommendation for Trump's good friend, Roger Stone.
You have murderers and drug addicts. They don't get 9 years. 9 years for doing something that nobody even can define what he did.
Stone was found guilty of lying to Congress, obstructing Congress, and witness tampering. In protest, the four prosecutors resigned from the case. One also quit the Justice Department.
That's AP's Tim McGuire reporting. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italy's far-right leader Matteo Salvini is defying prosecutors who voted, or after Italy's Senate voted, to lift his immunity from prosecution. As Lucy Fielder reports, the former interior minister could face a trial over refusal to let migrants disembark at an Italian port.
The accusation that he illegally detained migrants at sea last year when he refused, as interior minister at the time, to let them disembark from the Gregoretti Coast Guard vessel, ignoring pleas from human rights groups. Magistrates believe that was an abuse of power that amounted to de facto kidnapping. Salvini was defiant when he addressed the Senate hearing before the vote.
I think I have defended my homeland. I do not ask for a prize because I received a salary for that. But if there must be a trial, so be it.
Salvini, the head of Italy's anti-immigrant League party, could face up to 15 years in jail if he's eventually found guilty by Italy's tortuous legal system.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. NATO has agreed to take over some of the training activities carried out by the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State terror group in Iraq. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance's agreement in principle would have it handling some of the coalition's current training activities.
In the first instance, this will consist of taking on some of the global coalition's current training activities. Ministers also agreed to explore what more we can do beyond this first step.
The move is a direct response to demands from the Trump administration for European allies to do more in the Middle East. The chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party has stepped down after the botched vote counting in the state's caucuses last week. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Troy Price has resigned as chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party in the wake of the caucus process meltdown that included delays in reporting results, inconsistencies in numbers, and no clear winner. Price announced his resignation in a letter that says, in part, the fact is that Democrats deserve better than what happened on caucus night. The Iowa caucuses were held on February 3rd, but it wasn't until February 6th that the state Democratic Party issued what it said were complete results. However, based on the information available, the Associated Press said it was unable to declare a winner. The campaigns of Democratic presidential candidates Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders both requested a partial recanvass of the Iowa results. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.